For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Lots to highlight from a Lions victory Monday. We will play Dan Campbell's locker room speech to the team coming up at 8:35. It's must-listen stuff, man. And we could highlight so much from this game. Lions offense, 7 up, 7 down. First 7 drives all end in touchdowns. The Lions defense left them without a single touchdown on the day. Shutout in the second half again. And it's a credit to the safety play. Kirby Joseph's flying down. Brian Branch is flying downhill. These guys are reacting. They're not thinking. They're playing at a higher level than we're used to seeing a Lions secondary play. So if you want to highlight any of the crazy stats you've seen, any of the crazy plays, this team is currently the Super Bowl favorite, and justifiably so. Ticket texters. Third straight game with 0 points in the second half by opponents. Worth spotlighting. So impressed with this entire team. This is Tony in Rockford. Rockwood says, Sewell is moving the pile to get Montgomery in the end zone. That was epic. Favorite moment of the day. John, you had to love that one.
Oh, yeah.
Texter says, people getting back into the injury thing. Thank God Cookies isn't on the coaching staff. It's obvious Cookies has never played football.
But you did.
I did. High school football.
Kinda, yeah.
We were a pretty good team, at least offensively. This one says, pretty ironic. John thinks Cookies is getting defensive. Has he ever heard himself talk about Michigan football? John doesn't want to argue Jim because Jim would win this argument. Goff should have been taken out. Costa couldn't be more right.
He played a minute and a half into the fourth quarter.
Unnecessary minute and a half. If you feel like you're going to pull him, like at some point Dan decided that it wasn't worth the risk to play Jared Goff, right? At some point he got him out of the game. At some point, even Dan Campbell, the big tough football guy, said it's not worth the risk to play my quarterback. So my question is, where is the threshold? Because I would argue up 36 points in the fourth feels like more than enough. To Dan, he needed them to be up 40 points in the fourth. That's clearly based on his decision.
I guess I'm not going to argue either side. If they had taken him out in that last touchdown drive, if they had taken him out in the third quarter, I mean, at the end of the third quarter, in the middle of the drive, I'd have been like, okay, fine. But I also don't have a problem with them playing him to finish out that drive.
You knew this was going to happen. As soon as it got brought up, it was going to gasoline on the fire. I do want to focus on the good.
So tomorrow you're going to ask Dan about this.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do it.
Is it going to get like last year after the Cowboy game?
Yeah. I'll tell you exactly how I'd like to ask it.
You should have taken him out.
I heard you say he's listening right now.
I'm sure he is. I would say it's a great problem to have that you've had three instances where you can pull your quarterback. Clearly you thought it was a good decision to pull Goff at some point. Why was 36 points not a big enough lead to pull Jared Goff in the fourth quarter?
I think you have validated points on this. I just disagree. I'm not trying to give you a hard time and stuff. But I think after you get him mad, then John can just say, are you surprised? This guy drives an EV. By the way, yesterday, is that the game that gave away a Lions like Harley?
Yeah.
It was awesome looking.
Was it?
You should have seen this hog, John.
I would love to see. You know what? And I know you're trying to bait me into, you know, saying something here.
All of a sudden we're appropriate.
Yeah. You know the Fords that they have made with the Lions symbol on the side? There's like a limited edition. Jack and I were driving to baseball practice, and we saw a semi truck, a car hauler, with three of them on there, and they are badass.
Dude, that's awesome. I mean, this team is taking over the city. I saw yesterday driving home from the game, way far away from the stadium. We were almost home, you know, all the way down in Tecumseh, and somebody just had a Lions flag in their bed of their truck. Like, I think they're just driving around, just showing off.
Uh-huh. As they can, as they should.
Texter says the highest scoring game of the season in the NFL is 52. done by the Lions twice. Mm-hmm. We're doing a great job handling the teams we're supposed to beat. Brad Holmes should be getting more praise for assembling this roster from an unnamed ticket texter.
You know what? I think that's a great point, and we've talked about it, but with the roster that he inherited when he took over in 21, I thought at the time was the worst roster of 32 in the NFL. And now you're sitting here talking about the best team in the NFL. This is year four. The transformation has been amazing. The patience, the way they built it has been amazing.
Ticket texter says, who's going to play the middle linebacker position now? A couple ticket texts on Alex Anzalone, John, for people who didn't see post-game. It's a broken forearm, 6 to 8 weeks, puts him out the rest of the regular season.
Jack Campbell. And I mean, he's the leading tackler. So he's going to step in there and do, you know, what Alex Anzalone did. And he's going to continue to do what he's been doing, just probably be wearing the green dot.
Josh has a question about that. Josh, you're next up in Clinton Township. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Love the show, man. Listen to you guys every single morning going to work. It's a joy to be able to talk to you guys. First thing is what a game yesterday. You know what? I'm 37, and this is the best Lions team that I have ever seen. And I get to enjoy this with my father, who's 65. You know, he's been watching Lions a long time. Every Sunday we get together and, you know, have fun, have pizza, have the grandkids over and all that stuff. But I just wanted to ask, you know, and I think you guys just touched on it, you know, with Anzalone going down, obviously, and, you know, with that linebacker spot in the middle, do you think Jan Campbell can slop into that role very good? And then who's going to take his spot at the weak linebacker side?
Say that again.
I said, with Campbell sliding over into Anzalone's role,
right,
who's going to take that weak linebacker side and take on Campbell's role? Who do you feel confident in, and is this going to hurt the defense moving forward to try to get to that playoff run?
Well, I mean, you did get I don't know how long it's going to be. What's Jalen Reeves-Maybin? I know he was put on IR, so he's not eligible to come back for a little while. Ben Neiman is probably the guy that steps in and gets more time. He played well yesterday. Malcolm Rodriguez was back and healthy. We saw him out there.
Yeah, he's the name I would think.
Trevor Nowoski has played at times. And so it's, you know, other than, you know, Malcolm Rodriguez, who's a household name, it's really going to be Neiman and Nowoski that are going to have to step up and play more reps.
And it is noticeable. I mean, Alex Anzalone was such a key player of this defense. And if you don't believe me, just ask the guys on this defense. They went out of their way to highlight the fact that he doesn't get enough love nationally. Mm-hmm. You know, in a lot of ways, he's kind of the Jared Goff of the defense, where he's been a bedrock foundational leadership guy from day one. People look at him and maybe don't realize just how good he really is. And Alex Anzalone over the last year or two, I think has opened some eyes. And not having him yet, it is a big deal for this defense. But they've absorbed the loss of Hutch. And the belief here is they'll continue to make up game plans based on the personnel they do have. And they have a really good secondary right now. Again, the number one passer rating defense in football. No quarterback has thrown more than a touchdown in a game against this Lions secondary. So they'll have to pivot and change. And I feel like you trust Aaron Glenn now. People weren't always high on Aaron Glenn. I feel like he's doing a hell of a job this season, especially losing Hutchinson in the middle of the season.
Well, losing Hutch. And, the pass rush for 3-4 games wasn't what you needed to be, but you still came away with wins. You still came away with Brian Branch, with Kirby Joseph setting the tone in the secondary, Tyrion Arnold playing better, Amik Robinson, Carlton Davis all playing well. I mean, you got a guy playing with a broken hand in the secondary. That's simply because he doesn't want to miss any opportunity to be a part of this defense, of something that is special.
Ticket text and phone calls. Let's go to Cornell. You're on 97.1.
Hello, guys. How are you?
What's good up?
Good. Listen, we have been to the abyss of ineptitude for this team for the last 50 years. We have went through coach after coach after coach who never could get it right. Just terrible, sucky coaches. Then finally, we get a team that's even in the have the capability of blowing a team out, a great coach, and what are we doing? Arguing about, going back and forth about, when should they pull out the Jared Goff because we're up by so many points. To me, and this is my opinion, what are we doing? And I just ask it like this. The reason why Jared Goff stayed in the game is because Dan Campbell is the coach and we're not. Full stop. That's just my opinion. I love you guys' show, but to me, this argument is kind of like ridiculous.
It's a definition of first world problems.
100%. Yes. It's the rich arguing about anything.
My second mansion's flooded. Clearly you are in first world problems. The richest of the rich to go up five touchdowns. Did we handle it correctly?
Yeah. I kind of feel like it's just, you know, Cookie's wanting to see more of Hendon Hooker to see if he's a long-term solution.
All right. So
you're a bad person.
You said this might be... You said no reactions. You asked this best team in the NFL regular season since the 2007 Patriots.
Yeah.
I thought the Patriots 2007 season, the signature win was 52-7. They gave up one more point than the Lions did.
Yep.
Against the Redskins. John had just left, I believe, right? Were you on that team?
No, I was on that team.
Oh, you weren't playing.
Right? I think I was hurt, yeah.
So when you were on the sideline, did you think they were the greatest coach and quarterback in NFL history on the greatest regular season team? Running it up when they were up 38-0 and still had Brady in late third quarter to get that touchdown?
No, our focus at that point would have been, and it's the same thing I would say now, is do something to stop them.
So Dan Campbell's copying what Bill Belichick did in that situation.
Worked for him.
It sure did.
Although
they didn't win the Super Bowl, right. That's what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I'm looking down at the callers, and this one says he wants to recant a delusional statement he made in the preseason.
Oh, a revisit.
If he holds on, we'll get to him next. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank, and I think you should as well, with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. They're attentive. They're going to take the time to sit down with you, get to know you, understand what your goals are, and then build a financial plan that fits your situation to reach your goals. When you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate on a regular basis to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Miller's call on a day where everybody was finding the end zone. Montgomery twice, Gibbs got in the end zone, St. Brown a couple times. J-Mo, big play. Lions scored 52 points. One of the great offensive days in the history of the NFL. Seven straight touchdown drives to begin the game. May have been eight or nine if they needed to keep everybody in. Right? Could have had 700 yards if they didn't call the dogs off. Lions take care of business against Jacksonville. And before people do that, it's Jacksonville. To outgain your opponent by nearly 500 yards hasn't happened in 45 years. Okay, there have been bad teams the last 45 years. What the Lions did is more of a statement about them than anything to do with the dysfunction going on in Jacksonville. And John, to that point, as we wake up today, the Lions are the Super Bowl favorites. Not just here locally, but on all the major sports books in America. I don't know why anybody would doubt this team at this point.
Well, they've been able to win a number of different ways, even when they play bad. And, you know, as bad as you could possibly play from the quarterback position with five interceptions, offense sputtering last week, you still come away with a win. You still find enough in the tank to be able to win. And then how do you respond? You respond by having, you know, eight drives, seven of them, the first seven ending in touchdowns. And the second drive was 93 yards long. They did to Jacksonville what they wanted to do at will. If they wanted to run the ball, boom, 8 yards. I mean, they were dominant on first down. That's what really set this team up for success offensively. And then you could talk about, you know, the way that they were running the ball and the way they were able to get in the end zone and capitalizing on these drives. But they were so dominant on first down. And I there was a number of things that we were texting back and forth. Jared Goff to Amon-Ra St. Brown is a cheat code.
It's automatic.
It is a cheat code because you open up a drive or a series of downs and you go 9 yards with Montgomery. Or you go, you know, 6 yards or 20 yards with Gibbs. But what is, nobody's going to be complaining about a 5 yard out route to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Boom. You know, now you're second and four.
Yep.
Like that's just as effective as any run that you're going to have. And they utilize, that's why it's such a hard offense to defend, because as soon as you load the box and you take it away, now all of a sudden, instead of giving up six to Montgomery or Gibbs, you're giving up six to Amon-Ra St. Brown. And then every once in a while, you force them into a third and four, and it's 22 to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like, you can't defend this offense.
We'll get TJ Lang in the mix at 9:02. We'll get back to the phones. AC in Detroit. We had a moment before the season. How you doing? You're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas and ladies. I just want to tip my hat to you guys. I'm calling back. I was wrong. I said you guys were delusional, saying this is going to be a historic offense, but here we are, week 11, and they are doing historical things. I didn't see it from the beginning, but about the team, I knew the team would be good, but I didn't think they would be this good. I just want to tip my hat to you guys and say that, hey, you guys called it. Nice word. Go Lions.
AC, were you the guy I called you a jackass? Was that you?
You did.
My bad. You did. My bad.
No, it's cool.
You're owning up to it. I saw this, but I wonder when did it sink in for you? Was it yesterday that you said, "Wow, I just got to throw my hands up in the air. This is next level. This is truly something special."
No, it was a couple weeks ago. I just didn't have time to call in.
Okay.
I just didn't have time to call in. But no, it's been a couple few weeks. I've been like riding this wave. I'm like, okay, I'm a believer now. This is. Not saying that I'm not guaranteeing anything. I think I would, like everyone else, like you just said, they are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. I am still kind of mad at the NFL. They gave Minnesota this easy schedule. I want to lock up this number one seed and the division sooner than later. But
yeah, same.
I mean, let's go Lions. I'm rolling.
Well, I mean, Minnesota did earn their easy schedule by, you know,
being the worst team in the division last year.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, this is the Lions have had that schedule for so long. I haven't been able to do anything with it.
Majority of our life, really. Yeah. Ticket text and phone calls. Let's get back to the phones where we have Cal in Detroit. Cal, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. John, good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say this, and I said it earlier. Do you guys get this? Remember in the 80s when the Pistons were making their step towards their championship run?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys get this kind of feeling that the Lions – are finally making a step towards the Super Bowl of so many years of our organization losing?
Well, it does feel similar in regards to the Pistons. You felt like they were there, and then they had to find a way to get over the hump. Last year, you kind of felt like as the Lions got into the playoffs, like they were there. They could have been a Super Bowl team, but they just couldn't get over the hump of the NFC Championship game or San Francisco. And it feels like this year is the year that they're putting it all together, much like the Bad Boys.
Exactly.
Yeah, Cal, I think the symmetry is there because you're right. Phantom foul, shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yeah.
And you got two choices. You can either let that bury you and dream of what could have been, or you can use it as fuel and motivation. And it's clear the Lions, they have used that NFC title game mm-hmm. as fuel this season. It was even referenced on the broadcast yesterday by CBS that Dan had told the TV crew, no, we made sure to let that sear into this team what happened in that NFC title game. The other comparison I got from someone yesterday on the Sunday tailgate, someone said this feels like the 84 Tigers with the hot start, 35-5, now 9-1. This idea of just get me to the parade, it feels inevitable. This team is the right combination of chemistry, talent, breaking in at all the right time. It kind of feels like the 84 Tigers to some people.
Yeah.
They were start to finish. I'll tell you what, I was 11 years old when that happened, and they just absolutely took this town and then the state over. It was unbelievable, and it's very similar. I actually think comparison's great. I only had one like tiny notion of doubt during that entire season, and then Dave Bergman saved us on a Monday night. The Blue Jays were starting to get a little close, and he's like, oh, yeah, watch this, extra innings. It was just the way they carried themselves, the dominance, they had MVPs, Cy Young, you know, it was just everything.
So I'm in my early 30s, so I don't have the 84 Tigers to use as a foundation here.
Did you even have the 80 Pistons?
No, I was born 93, so I missed the bad boys. So my title teams, the one that I could liken to is the most inevitable title of my lifetime, the 02 Red Wings, where they were loaded, 10, 12 Hall of Famers. Now, I don't know how many Hall of Famers the Lions are going to have, but it does feel like they have a loaded roster full of some of the best in the game all at the same time. That 02 Red Wing team was destined to win the Stanley Cup.
This football team
here in Detroit is the favorite, fast approaching a Super Bowl.
The only difference, I think, is when you look at those 02 wings.
They're older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the start.
Yeah.
Could be the start of something really special in Detroit with how they've built it and how young they are.
And I do think we'll do some more of this tomorrow because it's just euphoria today.
Yeah.
It really is, and it's awesome. This is so awesome to have these Mondays. But guess who's out of the way now in terms of if you're caring about respect nationally, guess what's out of the way? The Chiefs lost.
Chiefs lost, and the Niners are 500.
Yeah, and we'll see about them as the season. A lot of football still left, but what I'm saying is now the undefeated's off the table. And I think the Chiefs were stealing a little bit of the Lions' thunder, and justifiably so, as being two-time defending champions that are undefeated. They deserved what they were getting. But now, and I think it's the irony that Vegas moved to the Lions as a Super Bowl favorite now. Just wait and see. You're getting in a stretch here where take care of business this week, get some attention for it, but the lead into Thanksgiving, the first game of the day, and what's happened to this team on Thanksgiving is one of the things that still needs to go away.
Yeah.
They have not been winning on Thanksgiving. And I think
they've exercised a lot of demons, except that one.
The bomb they might drop on Thanksgiving will get attention. Then they get the Thursday night game. Then they get
the Bills,
which is America's game of the week. Yeah. They are ready to now be anointed and put on the national stage.
Because there were a lot of power rankings that had Kansas City number one because they were undefeated.
Yeah.
But now that they're going to be judged as equal 9-1 football teams.
Certainly not the only one that matters. Exactly. That's the power surge.
Well, of course. The power surge has been ahead of the curve.
Ahead of the curve.
That's, of course, from John Jansen's superior.
Hold on, let me see if I can reach.
Patting himself on the back.
Yep, there we go.
His superior expertise. All right, your phone calls, we got to get more of them in the mix. Dan Campbell's celebratory post-game speech and more. It's 97.1.
All right, you guys, you want to be a hero this holiday season? Get your girl what she really wants. Get her a beauty package from Beauty Bird Med Spa. You can choose from any number of their premium offerings, so it could be Botox, filler, or microneedling. And don't worry if you don't know which treatments to pick. Amy Wise and her team have you covered. They can walk you through everything and create a personalized package that your lady will love. Plus, they're going to be in great hands. I just saw Amy, and I couldn't be happier with my microneedling treatment. So don't struggle with the holidays again this year. Visit them in Commerce or head to mybeautybird.com today. That's mybeautybird.com.
Okay, maybe the most absurd stat I saw in all of this. Lions got a touchdown from St. Brown, from Montgomery, and from Gibbs, all in the same game. Doesn't sound like a lot. It's actually been something we've seen quite frequently. They've had 8 games where all 3 of them have scored in the same game. It's the most for any trio in NFL history. Think about that. And by the way, these guys are still in their early stages of their career. Gibbs is in his second season of his career, but that trio has scored all in the same game more often than any trio in NFL history. history.
Well, and there, so Gibbs is at his second year.
Yeah.
Right. As a first round guy, he's got another 3 years that he's locked up.
Yep.
Amon-Ra St. Brown just signed an extension. He's locked up.
And Montgomery
just signed an extension. He's locked up.
So they already have the record, and they're going to play together foreseeable future, at least 3 years. Yeah, it's lethal what the Lions are doing. And they had one of the great days offensively in the history of the league yesterday. We're taking your phone calls. They're the Super Bowl favorite. I don't know why anybody would doubt at this point. Let's get to Edward in Detroit. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. Perfect timing. They're the Super Bowl favorite. So with that in mind, I do wonder if the Lions, in terms of their personnel, believe their defense is Super Bowl ready. Unless I'm missing something, they're now without four of their intended front seven players at this point, with
Hutch
their
Barnes.
Primary quarterback not coming back for 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So my question is, do they have their eye on the Super Bowl as a team, or are they still going to be okay with, you know, steamrolling their way likely to a conference playoff game? Because if they're thinking about going to the Super Bowl, if they're thinking about going winning the Super Bowl, I do believe that they're going to have to be aggressive and adding talent to the defense, not to beat up on their divisional foes.
Edward, I'm a little confused. The trade deadline's over.
How can they add?
Yeah. I mean, they can get a practice squad guy,
Players are waived at the end of the year, right? And they're going to be keeping their eye, just like they did last year. They're going to be keeping their eye on players that are waived. Teams are making roster moves, etc. I don't know if this defense, as it sits right now, is going to be good enough to get to the Super Bowl, is going to be good enough to win a Super Bowl, because that's now our goal.
So I'm
hoping that the Lions are aggressive to keep their eyes open to say, hey, we got to figure out something to add to replace these four of seven players, as opposed to being content with, you know, winning a division and, you know, getting knocked out.
See, I don't see it that way, John. I don't think you see it that way either.
So, no, I don't. And if anybody is going to be waived between now and the end of the season, I don't know that there's anybody of impact that will make a difference that will be available. And I got to believe Brad Holmes is combing the waiver wire to see if there's anybody can have, but is he talking about the end of the year when guys are waived for next year?
Yeah, I'm a little confused because this roster is what it's going to be, and I'm good with that. Yeah. Anzalone's not done for the year. The long shot Hutch thing notwithstanding, Za'Darius Smith had a nice debut, and they have one of the best secondaries in football right now. Like, are they the Steel Curtain or the 85 Bears? No. Are they a damn good NFL defense? Yes.
Well, and how do you protect your defense that doesn't really need to be protected? You score 52 points.
Sure.
You score 47 points. You do score 52 again.
Yeah.
Sure. Would you rather have more depth? Yeah, but I think you could go around the NFL right now and look at 31 other teams, and they'd probably tell you the same thing. Sure, we'd like to add more talent. We've had a rash of injuries at a certain position, but that's the NFL. Sorry, you got to deal with it right now.
Phone calls. We've got Roy in Toledo. Roy, you're on 97.1.
Good kneecaps Monday to y'all.
What's going on?
Hey, that parallel 1984 for me is how I'll look at this, because I not only was a senior in high school, I played baseball. So Lou Whitaker and I had a kinship. He just didn't know it yet. I think it's a logistical nightmare for both the defensive and offensive coordinators for the opposing teams from here on out, including the Super Bowl, because they're so stacked in so many different positions. And you touched on that with four of the same players scoring in the same game so many times, setting a history record, not since the Super Bowl era, forever and ever record.
Right.
So I think you can't really, as a defensive coordinator, Spagnuolo got beat, everybody who's the gurus have gotten beat. I don't think we need to add anybody. We added who we needed to. Za'Darius is going to, he's going to go tenfold. One, he wants that chip. Two, he wants that chip. So that's only going to bring more people for next season. But defensive and offensive coordinators don't know what to do because so many people can be coming from the defensive side to get home or sit back because our secondary is just balling out. Props to Branch. I'm just ecstatic about him. And then on the other side, who's going to score? Anybody and everybody.
Yep.
So I don't think we need to add anybody. And whoever that last guy was that confused me as well, we'll deal with next year.
Yeah.
Right now, it's pedal to the metal. Just keep going the way we are. And Dan Campbell, he is just... I want him to run for some sort of office when he gets out of the NFL just to make the NFL, in the NFL, so that way he can make the NFL still interesting when he's no longer coaching, because that dude has just got everybody just ecstatic. And I'm in Toledo, Ohio, so mind you, it's not just Michigan that's going crazy. Every Lions fan throughout this whole country is just like, Keep going. And 52 points, 47 points.
And the bandwagon's only going to get any bigger because of what Tom talked about. The idea that this team's going to have some primetime games, the Thanksgiving game, the Thursday night Packer game, the Bills game. Like, you keep winning, you keep doing it this way. They're fun. They're tough. They're creative. They had another one of those lateral plays where they threw it
to J-Mo.
Yeah, exactly. St. Brown to J-Mo. They're such a fun team to watch right now. And clearly, we recognize it locally. Like, we're eating this up, and you're right. You see more Lions flags, jerseys, car decals. They have taken over the city, and I think they're going to take over the country.
I truly believe there's only one way to beat them, and you have to run the football. It really is a carbon copy of the Giants in 07 against the Patriots. You have to run the ball. You have to keep the offense off the field. You have to limit possessions. You have to play a clean game turnover-wise. Get it to the fourth quarter and then make a play.
Yeah.
And they made – I honestly, think about that. I'm saying that it's going to take something like a David Tyree catch to beat them. They're just so deep and it's methodical. Like, I sometimes sit back and like, is this real? Seriously. It's happened so fast that they've gone from just being a good team to – very good team last year to this. And I thought that there was potential for this. I really did. That's why I picked them to win it. It's even better than I thought the highest ceiling could have been.
Andrew in Brownstown, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just wanted to ask, I haven't heard a whole lot of talk about Za'Darius Smith this morning. I thought he did a great job, got his first sack with the Lions. What are your thoughts?
I thought he played well. He did everything they asked him to do. He was good against the run. He applied pressure. He did get his first sack, albeit it was late.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he definitely filled the need.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm just curious. Do you have any other stats on kind of how he played?
I mean, I could pull up his box score.
How many rushes he had?
The sack late, of course, is going to be the headliner because that's what everybody's fixated on. I don't have the PFF pressures. I'm sure more of that will come out this week with some of that. But, John, I thought even the sack, they bumped him inside, got him a one-on-one against a guard. And you see, I mean, he is a guy who will flourish when they put him in positions one-on-one. So I think that was a good out-of-the-box first game for the Lions.
Yeah. I mean, and he's going to continue to get better as he gets more familiar with how Aleem McNeil, DJ Reader play. The different guys that he's going to be teamed up with up front. But I thought he did a nice job of setting the edge. The stat line doesn't really, for defensive linemen, edge, you want to be able to see quarterback hits. He had one, the half sack. He had one total tackle. It doesn't really
pop.
Well, the stat line
doesn't
pop.
The box score is what I'm saying.
Right, yeah. The box. But when you look at his impact and what he was able to do, in turning runs back to the backside, other guys are making plays. I mean, Jack Campbell, another 9 total tackle day.
And he's got to step up. Obviously, Alex Anzalone, for people who've missed the news, out 6 to 8 weeks, the broken forearm. Okay, we already pushed this back. Coming up next, Dan Campbell. We're going to play what he said to the team in the locker room postgame. And we've made this a tradition on Mondays, Victory Mondays.
So many people have.
Adam Schefter shares it every single week. We play it for you guys. TJ Lang at 9:02. Dan Campbell in the locker room next, 97.1.
Yep. Hey, cap off NFL Week 11. Tonight with Monday Night Football with a chance to win on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's matchup, and that's the Texans at the Cowboys. put together an SGP. You can pick from ones that are already built for you in the app. You can place your own. Check this one out. C.J. Stroud, over passing yards. Joe Mixon, anytime touchdown. Nico Collins, he's back, over receiving yards. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/chance to make every moment more this season. FanDuel is an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit is required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Another interception for Kirby Joseph. Lions roll 52-6. Listen, I think the expectation was Detroit would win. To do it that way?
In dramatic fashion?
Dramatic, yeah. One of the great offensive days in league history. They had over 600 yards of offense, and they called the dogs off in the fourth quarter.
Mm.
John, they could have scored 8 straight touchdown drives, or maybe even 9 straight touchdown drives, if they weren't up by so many points that the coach called off the dogs.
I mean, it was... from start to finish.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing that Jacksonville did on in any phase to stop or slow down the Lions. They just couldn't.
No, and we've done this every week. Victory Mondays, we check in that Lions locker room, play the entire thing. I mean, Dan Campbell's electric, and this locker room is loving every second of it. Here you go. Jared Goff is Mr. Perfect at the end there. Never gets old.
No. And when it becomes a Monday tradition, not just for us to play it, but for those in the national media to post it on a regular basis, that's when you know it's something that it's not just resonating here, it's resonating everywhere.
They're going to be that team. We have fallen in love with them locally. There's no more Kansas City's undefeated. They're the best team. Now that they're being judged on an equal footing with the Detroit Lions, both 9-1 teams, the Lions' margin of victory this season is plus 159. That's 15, round up 16 points per game the Lions are outscoring their opponents. John, the team with the second best differential, 50 points lower. Detroit is in a class of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they're being compared with Kansas City, they're winning that comparison. The Super Bowl favorites are the Detroit Lions for the first time all season. Won't be the last time.
No, they're hitting it out of the park.
All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, boys, nearly 200 Michigan employers have been named Michigan top workplaces for 2024. So any organization that has 50 or more employees in the state was eligible to participate in this program that basically identifies top places to work through a workplace culture survey. They say more than 2 million employees at least 8,000 organizations were surveyed in the past year. And in the end, 198 companies were named Michigan top workplaces. So obviously, I can't go through and read you 200 workplaces. You can check out the list, but I'll give you a couple to note, right? So the top large Michigan workplace that has 500 or more employees was Platt Moran. A middle-sized Michigan workplace that has like 150 to 499 employees was Century 21, Curran and Oberski. And then a small workplace was City to Share Real Estate. So you can check them out, see if your workplace is on there, and hopefully it is, right?
Right.
Because you want to be working at one of these places for sure. LaMelo Ball was fined $100,000 after using an anti-gay slur or term during a post-game interview following his team's win over the Bucks on Saturday. The coach, Charles Lee, did say that Ball is very apologetic for making what the NBA calls an offensive and derogatory comment. He also did note that Ball understands what is to be expected of him. He says he expects him to grow from this situation. The league did penalize him on Sunday before the Hornets played in Cleveland. The maximum fine allowed by the league was $100,000. More than a dozen brands are recalling bags of organic carrots that were sold in 19 states, including right here in Michigan, due to a deadly E. coli outbreak. This outbreak has already killed at least one person, left nearly 40 others sick, many hospitalized. So check your refrigerators. They say these carrots are no longer being sold in stores, but they're sold at stores you probably shop in. Walmart, Target, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Kroger. The list goes on and on and on. You can check out the list of the brands sold. They do say if you have some symptoms, they normally start about 3 to 4 days after you consume this contaminated food. Severe cramping, diarrhea, vomiting. If so, call your doctor immediately, right? There's a cruise company that's offering Americans a special trip for those who want to escape Trump's second term in the White House. Now, they said they created this cruise before they knew who won the election, right? This was just for anybody who might want to escape for 4 years, or you can actually do it for less than 4 years. It's a Florida-based cruise company called Villa V Residences, and it recently announced the launch of this program. And you'll visit 140 countries, all while avoiding the U.S. But you can also do a one-year cruise, a two-year cruise, a three-year cruise, or a four-year cruise, which I've never been on a cruise. I don't really want to go on a cruise. So 4 years on a cruise ship sounds excruciating to me, but you never know. It's also quite expensive. A single occupancy cabin for the full 4 years starts at $256,000.
Okay.
Double occupancy, because you got to go with somebody else, right? $320,000 for the trip. All your food, your drinks is included, Wi-Fi, medical visits, you know, seeing the world, I guess.
Either way, the headline's ridiculous. If you don't like who won, you don't disappear for 4 years on a cruise ship. Come on, people. No. And if you have that kind of money, I don't really know how you're going to be slumming it for the next 4 years anyway.
Yeah, 4 years of vacation.
Right. You are not in touch with the rest of the population if that is an option for you. That's Heather with the news. We got TJ Lang getting settled in studio. 9 o'clock hours next. It's 97.1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.